During the 1920s and 30s, many stars of Hollywood's burgeoning film industry found solace in the Hollywood Hills. During this period, officials in Los Angeles began cracking down on gambling and alcohol within the city limits, and many casinos and restaurants, including the Trocadero and Macambo's, opened up on the mile-and-a-half stretch of Sunset Boulevard just below the hills and outside of the city limits. Locals referred to the area as the Sunset Strip due to relaxed law enforcement within the area. Since this time, the Strip has become synonymous with celebrity entertainment, changing to keep up with the trends and fads of the times. During the 1950s, Las Vegas began offering higher wages for performers, and the Strip fell into disrepair due to loss of revenue. However, the 60s and 70s saw a resurgence in the popularity and success of the Sunset Strip due to the opening of new clubs such as the Roxy Theater, Rodney Bingenheimer's English Disco, and the Whiskey A Go-Go. These new establishments helped to secure the Strip's place among the pages of pop culture history by introducing America to ideas such as the original go-go dancer and inspiring the lyrics to popular songs such as Buffalo Springfield's What It Takes. The popularity of the Strip again waned in the 1980s, but a revitalization of the district began again with the opening of new clubs and restaurants such as the Key Club and the Viper Room in the 1990s. Still a popular music venue today, the clubs of the Sunset Strip have produced some of rock and roll's elite bands, including The Doors, The Mamas and the Papas, The Runaways, and Van Halen.